WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Sue Townsend's cheeky political satire, The Queen and I, has been a bestseller in Britain ever since it was published there last year. It's just landed on these shores, but commentator Maureen Corrigan says, unlike other popular British literary imports, she doesn't expect The Queen and I to be serialized on Masterpiece Theatre anytime soon.
The most fascinating thing to me about the British royal family is that they really seem to believe they're royal. I mean, I'm an Anglophile, so whenever PBS runs one of those specials like A Day in the Life of Queen Elizabeth or Prince Charles on Church Architecture, I'm there, glued to the screen. And I've never once gotten the sense that when the cameras stop rolling, the royals ever mutter something like, "What a bloody load of rubbish." No, they are absolutely unironic about their exalted place in the great chain of being. But if the royal family suddenly had to start wearing blue collars, would they still think of themselves as blue bloods? That's the identity question Sue Townsend considers in her wicked novel, The Queen and I. When Queen Elizabeth is deposed by an upstart band of Republicans, she and the whole Windsor clan have to load their tiaras into a rent-a-truck and relocate to a squalid London housing project. As for the issue of whether royal identity is a product of nature or nurture, well, I'll give you a hint. Before the first week is up, the Queen could teach the artful Dodger some slum survival tricks. Author Sue Townsend, who's from a working-class background, clearly has little use for the royal parasites. But she also knows laughter is sometimes a better weapon for waging class warfare than righteous editorializing. The Queen and I brims over with that kind of silly yet devastating humor the Brits do so well. It reads like a George Orwell essay written by Benny Hill. Consider some of the drastic, totally plausible changes that rock the royal family once they begin life on the dole. Queen Elizabeth, now plain old Liz Windsor, confronts the mysteries of how to boil water and fasten her own bra. Charles throws himself into the simpler life he's always craved. He grows organic tomatoes and a ponytail. Princess Diana, who unfortunately plays only a minor role in this novel, learns how to dress for adversity. While in the garbage-strewn streets outside, the Queen's favorite corgi runs wild with a pack of mongrels. Townsend saves some of her most satiric swats for the ordinary people who can't quite shed their habits of servility. One morning, the Queen's next-door neighbor, Beverly Threadgold, tries to work up her courage to start a conversation, but she's too petrified. After all, Beverly asks herself, how do you talk to someone whose head you were used to licking and sticking on an envelope? Throughout The Queen and I kept thinking about what critic Christopher Hitchens said about the royal family in his 1990 polemic entitled The Monarchy. Hitchens claims the royals are no mere figureheads, but rather shadowy manipulators of the democratic process. He says, humans should not worship other humans at all, but if they must do so, it is better that the worshipped ones do not occupy any positions of political power. Maybe Sue Townsend has finally put the Windsors and the Waleses where they belong.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Queen and I by Sue Townsend.